InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Today we're joined by Artis Stevens, President and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, the nation's largest and most experienced youth mentoring organization. Under his leadership, BBBSA has doubled its revenue, expanded its reach, and is celebrating 120 years of helping young people achieve their full potential. Artis, Big Brothers Big Sisters has been around since 1904. What makes it just as relevant today as it was then?
You know, part of what makes Big Brothers Big Sisters so relevant is just the need and the imperative for mentorship. Across this country, there are 10 million kids that don't have access to positive mentors in their life. And what our work has been doing for more than a century now is building those types of connections, ensuring that kids have connections with positive adults in their lives. And we know when that happens, not only do young people thrive and succeed academically, emotionally, economically, but so does adults and so does our communities grow stronger and thrive. And that's what our work has proven out for decades and what we're going to continue to do over the next century.
Why are mentoring relationships so important for kids age 6 to 18?
We see it in the evidence of our outcomes. We were a mission and an organization that's always proven out the power of mentorship and the impact that it has, both socially, community-wise, educationally-wise. And we just did a research study with Harvard University, the 30-year study of this. We see that young people are 20% more likely to go to college. They generate 15% more earning in their income over their lifetime. They close the economic gap between their more well-off mentor, and particularly a young person who may be in a lower income household. They close that economic gap by 2/3. And there's a 7-to-1 return on investment for when a dollar is invested into mentoring programs, that output in terms of how the young person contributes back to society. What we know is it works. It works in their lives, but it also works in our communities, and it works overall for our country.
How are bigs and littles matched, and what does that relationship look like in practice?
That's one of the power and the magic of Big Brothers Big Sisters. There is a lot of intentionality in our matches. So when you sign up to become a big, we, one, want to understand more about you, understand more about your interests, your motivations, what type of volunteer you want to be, how you want to engage with young people. But we're also asking the same question to the young person and to their family. And the power of Big Brothers Big Sisters is that methodology, that science that we've done for 120 years, is bringing that chemistry together so that we match the right big and the right little. And big is our adults, the little is the young person in our program. And what we see is that those impacts last a lifetime. So we know when that match happens, it doesn't just happen by magic. We have a trained person who stays with that relationship, helps to cultivate that relationship. They build a plan together. They talk about the things they want to do that may just be fun, but they also talk about where they want to grow together and build outcomes together for their lives and also within their families. And what we've seen is over time, those relationships pay huge dividends because we see relationships that last over decades where a young person who may have came in our program early in elementary school is still connected to their big, and then their big ends up being in their wedding as a best man or maid of honor. So if you want to make a change in your community, if you want to make a change in your life, you want to make a change in someone else's life, the most powerful way to do that is through mentorship.
Our guest is Artis Stevens, President and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America. Artis, what is the One Big Vision plan and why is it so ambitious?
One Big Vision is really about the idea of how do we continue to leverage something that's been around since the existence of human beings, and that is mentorship, teaching, but harnessing it very intentionally so that every young person, every community has more access to it. So I mentioned earlier that we have 10 million kids in this country that don't have access to a positive mentor in their life. 10 million kids. Many of young people who grow up, whether they're in a community that may be underserved, whether they're in the juvenile justice system, whether they are struggling with mental health challenges, whether they face isolation, whether they have challenges navigating school, all of these things are things that can become paramount in their life when they don't have someone to help them guide and navigate through the challenges that they face. And that doesn't depend on any background that you may be in, but it does create more challenge for young people who may be going through a number of things in their lives. So having a mentor in their life allows them to have that better and steady navigation to how they grow, how they're successful, and how they make positive decisions and choices. And what our mission has done for more than a century is ensure that we invest in programs that work on every community scale, every community level, and ensuring that we can engage families and mentors in a way so that kids have access to positive adults and connections, and then those positive adults feel like they're contributing more to society as well.
Artis, what does a workplace mentoring program look like, and how do companies get involved?
Workplace takes shape in a lot of different forms. What we know is that the bridge that we create so often between companies and communities is we look at what the value exchange is. For a lot of companies that we work with, they are interested in, of course, making impact in the communities that their employees live, work, and play. So their employee engagement, but also a talent pipeline, that they're able to go into communities that are more diverse, that they can start younger in age and exposing kids to careers and interests. For the community standpoint, our young people are looking to be able to broaden their horizons, to be able to learn skills and develop things, or just to find things that could be of interest. So we serve as a bridge and a broker between the community and the company. And we work with more than 100 companies across the country in various forms of workplace mentoring. So that could look like a group of kids who go to the corporate office and experience what it feels like to work in a company. It could be company employees coming to a school during lunch hour and having the opportunity to engage in that way. It could be a corporate exec who does a virtual session around their experiences of coming up in the career, what they had to do to be prepared in college or any post-secondary choice or making financial decisions. And it could be the idea of just having an episodic opportunity where a kid gets to experience something behind the scene with someone who's doing something unique, special, or would broaden their horizon. Our picture of it, though, is that there's always a mentor in place that creates connection, that creates exposure, that creates educational opportunities. When you give kids that kind of exposure, that kind of engagement, it helps the young person to matriculate through school to the next levels of their choices in life, but it also helps companies and corporate America to engage more successfully in workforce and workforce development and employee engagement and building morale and being better corporate citizens across our country.
If a listener is interested in becoming a mentor, what's the first step and what kind of a time commitment is involved?
This is the easy part, right? The easy part is if you're interested, all you have to do is go to our website, bbbs.org. Again, that's bbbs.org. And you can put in your zip code and it will pull up the closest Big Brothers Big Sisters nearest you. We have 230 local affiliates all across the country serving 5,000 communities. So it's easy for you to get involved. Time commitment is really about 2 hours a month. Here's the thing. When volunteers raise their hand to get involved, they want to typically get more involved once they start to meet the young person they're connected with. And the young person has to back up and say, hey, I don't have that much time. So it's one of those things that you will get really immersed with. And even if you're a company looking to get involved, you can go to the same website and say, hey, I want to get my company involved and get invested and partner. And we can find different ways to get your company involved, whether it's a program, whether it's an event, whether it's an opportunity that you just create experiences, or whether there's investment that you want to make into programs that are going to change lives. And that's the same thing for an individual who says, hey, maybe I can't volunteer at this moment, but I want to make an investment so that this program can grow and more kids can have access to it. And you're very easy to go online and make a donation to say, I want to support mentoring in my community.
Artis, looking ahead, what's your biggest hope for the future of Big Brothers Big Sisters and the youth that you serve?
First and foremost, it's growth. It is going into communities that need us the most. 120 years ago, we were founded as an alternative innovation in the juvenile justice system. And that was all about need, that kids needed us. And we want to show up in communities that have the greatest need, whether they're underserved, whether they're the justice system, whether they're foster care, whether they're in mental health partnerships in communities where young people are challenged and struggle the most. We want to be in those places where kids need us and where families need us. So our intention and our focus is around growing into communities that need us. And we know we can't do it alone. It takes partnership. And that's the other big call for us. It takes partnerships of corporate, of government, of educational institutions, of schools, and of people who just care and have meaningful sense of saying, I want to make a change in my community, but I also want to make a change in a country that can sometimes feel divided, that can sometimes feel isolated. But this is a way that you can make real, tangible change. And it doesn't take much. It just takes little for you to be big in a kid's life.
Artis Stevens, President and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, thank you for joining us today. And for listeners to learn more or get involved, just visit bbbs.org. That's bbbs.org. Artis, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Next, saving money on your car insurance when InfoTrack returns.
Stick around. There's more InfoTrack straight ahead.